same as Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you please your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get all of his kids for the almost 800th time. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, because I think you're cute, because I want you back. Things from the Tuesday meeting with the Mormons has been interesting. I haven't sent my email to my friend Corey in Utah yet, but I need to do that. And I perhaps will be meeting Crystal again tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday, so I take my half marathon hike. Frequently we'll see her on Saturday and see if there's anything that has been digested by her, and if she has any feedback from the two missionaries, because my assumption is I'll never hear from them again, because you don't want to challenge. When somebody challenges you rationally with evidence, and you don't want that evidence, you run. Gee, who does that remind me of? Yeah, right. As we know. Lord willing, when I take my hike tomorrow, I will see a gentleman, Paul, who is, I think he's 75, who is also a Mormon that I don't think quite practices the faith, but I heard that he took a hike recently. Did 2 miles, walked away 2 miles, and then got a cab to get to return. And I want to encourage him on that. Yes, that's funny that he took a cab to come back. But the willingness to make that venture at 75 to take that 2 mile hike, I want to encourage him, because that really was a good thing. Because, you know, other people I know, they can't do it. I saw another friend, Ralph, the Birdman, who is actually doing a little bit better. But you know, for him, it used to be 20 feet was too much. Now I think he can get to 50, which is delightful. It's encouraging. And then, of course, I hope to see my friend Mike, who I'm concerned for, because of I don't know. He's on. They're doing the nuclear medicine kind of thing, and for his tumor. So I don't know how things are going for him. But you know, I'm engaging people. I'm rationally engaging Mormons, and I can't tell you how much of a joy that's been. What I've learned about their faith, and how I believe now, encouragingly promote to them the idea that their faith is based on a fallacy. And see, one of the things that I've done by doing this, by actually seeking people, trying to do the same thing with Islam, with the Muslim community, is the objective is not to win an argument. The objective is to share the truth. And, you know, in the process of doing this was a lot of study, including, I think I can very well now defend that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. And obviously, just like the Mormons, who, I doubt I will ever hear again from these two Mormon missionaries. Crystal, yes. But I don't think that the missionaries will talk to me again. Just like Jim Cross, Remba Keynes, and Chris Bitterman. Because when you point out the fallacy of they don't live their faith, and their understanding of their faith needs to be adjusted, they will shut you off, which is an act of hate. And I'm going to continue to reach out to them as an act of love, with the hope that one day we can look at each other again and call each other brothers. Sorry, I got long. Just one other thing. Obviously, Monday will be, more than likely, voicemail number 800. It shouldn't be this way. You know that. What's happening to the kids, to our kids, Dorothy Jane, is cruel. It is a denial of obedience to Christ. It is demonstrating to them that you have no commitment to the Lord, to your marriage, to love. But that doesn't have to continue. You and I can reconcile. That door remains open, as far as I know. I will not close it. So from my end, the door remains open. And it is obviously very public what I'm doing. On that, my wife, the joy of my life, in less than a month now, will turn 50. She missed out when I turned 60. And I would like to share that with her. Right now, there's obviously no evidence that she wants to do the same. But I have been trying to prepare in my mind, like I've done for the last 2 years, that one video actually got a few views because it wasn't shared on anything like YouTube. The broken together song that I used to describe us. But then last year's Marriage Defined and a Commitment Beyond was for your birthday. And it's basically watched every other day on a BitChute. It's continued to be watched, which I find delightful. And I my plan right now is to do another one. And like that one, I won't necessarily mention you, but try to, again, express from Scripture the importance of marriage, marriage being a reflection, the man and woman relation is a reflection of the Lord's relationship with his elect. That is clear, and I think it needs to be reviewed and understood, and that marriage begins with sex and ends with death, that there's no ceremony in Scripture, there's only a celebration. You know, there's no such thing as illegitimate children. There's no such thing as a divorced woman, things of that nature. It's not there. And you're falling into the culture. I can now explain pretty well how the church was bought, and starting, you know, with Constantine and the various things in the Reformation and so forth, how the church was bought, the institutional church was bought, and how it's a distortion, and the magnificence of the grace of the Lord, and what faith really means. So I'm working on that. I'd like to work on it together with you. Are you interested? I know, this got really long. Sorry. I'm in love with you, Dorothy Jane. I want to sit and have long conversations with you, stare at you, hold your hand, pat you behind. I want to embrace you. I want to be embraced by you. I want that more than almost anything in the world. Dorothy Jane, I love you.